This is regional news coverage from the KVIA newsroom. I'm Chris McDaniel. The Columbia Fraternal Order of Police is calling for the removal of Police Chief Ken Burton. The mayor and city manager were sent a 349-page complaint that detailed grievances against Burton and his alleged violations. City Manager Mike Mathis says he's standing behind Chief Burton.
I can tell you the reaction I've had from the public at this point, which is uniformly supporting the chief and condemning the Fraternal Order of Police.
He says some police officers have issues with the Fraternal Order of Police's removal request as well.
I've also had some troubling contact from officers who are saying they weren't asked about this, and that this is a small group who's not operating on their behalf.
In a statement released earlier today, Chief Burton says he plans on staying, referring to his own commitment to the police department as unwavering. New legislation could reduce protections for employees who report wrongdoing in the workplace. The Missouri House approved legislation in an 88-66 vote today. The measure limits whistleblower status to employees who report or refuse to carry out illegal acts. The bill also caps the amount of punitive damages a person can recover if a company retaliates against the whistleblower. The bill now goes to the Senate, which approved a similar measure as part of a larger business bill earlier this year. A judge upheld the language of a proposed ballot initiative today that, if passed, would raise the state minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $8.25. Kansas City restaurant owner Victor Allred challenged the initiative, claiming the language was unfair. But a Cole County Circuit judge rejected his challenge. Missouri Jobs for Justice is the group supporting the initiative and will turn in the signatures to the Missouri Attorney General next week. Director of Missouri Jobs for Justice, Laura Granich, says the current wage is not enough to live on.
Well, $290 a week just isn't enough to get by. Not for anyone, certainly not for hardworking Missourians who are taking care of their families. There are 17 other states already that have raised their minimum wage above the federal. We believe Missourians deserve just as well as the workers in those other states.
The dollar increase would give Missourians 40 additional dollars a week. If supporters turn in enough petition signatures, the minimum wage initiative would appear on the November ballot. The University of Missouri's new president, Tim Wolf, is moving out of his campus mansion as the school decides whether Providence Point should remain open. The 41-year-old home needs at least $88,000 in repairs that include mold abatement and asbestos removal. UM System Vice President Nikki Krawitz says it will take a lot of work to restore.
Ultimately, replacing the roof, replacing exterior siding and windows and doors, upgrading the kitchen for institutional use, replacing the flooring and the private quarters, doing exterior lighting, a whole set of those things, buying furniture. It could be several hundred of thousands of dollars.
For KBIA News, I'm Chris McDaniel.